sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into Friday, April the 11th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate to have you guys back listening to the entire Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are up and running perfectly. Thank you to PIE&G, as well as our engineers, Del Reynolds and Devin Lawrence. You guys are the best. Awesome. We got power back late Wednesday night. We did the show yesterday live. We're doing the show live today. God is good. God is good. Thank you, God. One of the things that I do want to mention right out of the gate, because of the power outage, because of internet being down, because people weren't able to access emails, people weren't able to access the website, the Sheboygan County Republican Party has postponed their Reagan Day dinner. It's not going to be held on Saturday, May 3rd. It's going to be held in the fall. We will get it rescheduled. We'll give you plenty of advance notice, but it's been postponed to sometime in the fall. Probably we're thinking after Labor Day, but it could be sooner. So stand by. We'll let you know. But for right now, May 3rd, Reagan Day dinner, Sheboygan County Republican Party has been postponed. So make sure you let all your friends know, and we'll get back to you updating it when it's going to be, and you can start buying tickets then. Greatly appreciate that organization. Hopefully you can support them when they do have their Reagan Day dinner, and we'll get back to you as soon as we know the date, the time, and the location. Donald Trump had a cabinet meeting yesterday with his entire cabinet. And what Donald Trump did was a typical corporation board meeting. As the CEO, president, chairman of the board, he said, okay, we're going to inform and update all of you about what all the other departments are doing. So he literally went around the table and had each secretary of every department give a progress report as far as what they've done within the last week. Sitting to the president's left, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said he had just returned from Panama and that they signed a bilateral agreement with Panama, and that basically the United States has taken back control and full daily operations of the Panama Canal. The entire cabinet applauded Pete Hegseth. Went completely around the room and got progress reports from every one of his secretaries. unbelievable. Linda McMahon, Secretary of Department of Education, updated the president as to what she was doing. Every single cabinet member gave a progress report. And every single cabinet member had something to report. This is a team that are all working together to implement the president's policies. And they got to hear from all the other cabinet members their progress. And they are completely in sync with one another. I had never seen so much unity and team esprit de corps as I heard in that meeting yesterday. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Friday, TGIF. I am so looking forward to this weekend. Warmer temperatures. We're going to go tomorrow to see the final three episodes of season five of The Chosen. We've been going for the last couple of weeks. Part one, part two. Well, tomorrow, part three. episodes 6, 7, and 8. 3 hours long. We're going to end up seeing the entire season at the theaters. We're excited. What a great show. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to The Chosen. There's an app. They also have a YouTube channel. They have a Facebook page. Find The Chosen. Now, if you happen to have Amazon Prime Video, you can watch it on Amazon Prime as well. Right now, they have just the first 4 seasons out there. Season 5 has only been released in theaters. There'll be a few weeks yet for them to show it at the theaters, and then it will be coming out on the app, Amazon Prime, YouTube channel. Great TV series. Entertainment regarding the life of Jesus. And the basic premise of this TV show is Jesus as an adult and how he literally chose his disciples, already knowing who his disciples were going to be. He just hadn't met them yet. And if you've never seen the show before, I won't give you a spoiler information, but basically you have to start at the beginning, season 1, episode 1. And what the first episode is about is Mary of Magdala. Everybody sometimes refers to her Mary of Magdalene or other names. It's actually the village she's from, Mary of Magdala. It's not her last name, it's her village name. And in the first episode, she's possessed. She has demons living inside of her head. She is absolutely 100% possessed by the devil. And the things that she does and the things that her life was about, according to scripture, according to the Bible, plays out in episode 1. Now, everybody in town where she's living at the time, not Magdala, but her new location, Capernaum, and that's where the majority of the disciples came from, that region, that territory of Israel, basically, back in the day. Capernaum was the name of the town. They called her by her prostitute name. Nobody knew her name as being Mary. Mary of Magdala, nobody knew that. And so as she's introduced to the audience in the first episode, using her, I guess you would say, prostitute name, she goes through a series of events leading to basically her getting ready to commit suicide. She knows that these demons are evil. She knows she's being controlled by the devil, and she basically goes to end her life. She's up on this high cliff looking down at the rocks below, the ocean crashing into the side of the cliffs, and she's going to jump. And all of a sudden, a white dove was flying above her head. And it caught her eye. And the white dove was calling to her, almost like, follow me. Follow me. Don't jump. Don't do it. Just follow me. And so she decided to listen to that little voice and backed away from the cliff. And then the dove started flying in a circular motion away from the cliff, flying around in circles, but basically moving away from the edge of the cliff. So she followed it. And the dove flew up in the sky and kind of led her back to town. And led her to the actual tavern, her local bar, her local hangout, where she used to pick up tricks. Everybody in the bar knew her. The bartender kind of had a special place in his heart for her. He kind of protected her. If anybody was abusive or anybody treated her badly, the bartender would basically throw him out of the bar. She walked in and she hadn't eaten for days. Her eyes were all just swollen and she looked horrible. She even smelled. And one of the tricks that she had normally been with came up to her and approached her and she said, "Go away, leave me alone." And he made some rude comments and the bartender said, "Hey, leave her alone, go away." Well, he poured her a bowl of soup, stew, whatever it was that he was making behind the bar. He asked her, he said, "How long has it been since you've eaten?" She said, "I don't remember." He said, "Well, here, eat this." And she smelled it and she said, "Oh my God, that's horrible." He laughed. He goes, "Yeah, but get something in your stomach." And she said, "No, actually, I want some liquor." Whatever it was, wine, whiskey at the time, I'm not really sure. Some kind of alcoholic spirits. He poured her a cup, mug, and he said, "Are you sure you really want this? I really prefer you eat something, but you sure you really want this?" And she said, "Yes, stop judging me. Just give it to me." So he set the mug there. And as she reached for it, a hand appeared off to her right side. And he put his hand on her hand. And she kind of thought it was that guy that was trying to pick her up or another trick or whatever. She turned and looked at him and said, "Leave me alone." And it was Jesus, Jonathan Romy, the actor. And he looked at her and he said, "That's not for you." And she goes, "You don't know what's right for me." And she picked the mug up and she left, pulled herself away from the bar and started to walk outside. She just kept saying, "Leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone." Well, she left the bar carrying the mug. Jesus followed her outside the bar. And she turned and saw that he was following her. And she said, "I told you to leave me alone." And he said, "Mary." And she stopped walking. And he said, "Mary of Magdala." Now you have to understand, nobody in the town knew her real name. And when he said Mary of Magdala, she dropped the mug that she was holding in her hand. It was a mug of baked clay, and it fell to the rocks on the ground and shattered. And she turned and looked at him and said, "Who are you?" At that moment, he recited a prayer that in the opening scene of episode 1, season 1 of The Chosen, she was a little girl, basically living out in the desert somewhere with her father in a tent. And he was sick. He was coughing and woke her up, and she came outside the tent and, "Why are you up, little one? I couldn't sleep." "Why couldn't you sleep?" "Because I was scared." And he said, "Well, what do we do when we're scared?" And she said, well, we pray the prophet Isaiah. And she began reciting in the opening scene what the prophet Isaiah prayer of protection, safety was. Fast forward to Capernaum when she met Jesus after following the white dove coming out of the bar with a mug of alcohol in her hand. He called her Mary, Mary of Magdala. She dropped the mug, she turned and looked at him and said, who are you? Jesus, Jonathan Romey, the actor, recited the prayer that she used to say with her dad when she was roughly about 3-4 years old. The exact prayer. When you're scared, I called you by name. And she just immediately broke down. She's like, who is this guy? He called me Mary of Magdala. He called me by name. And he recited the exact prayer that I learned as a little girl before my father died, that he taught me. Well, I'm not going to tell you what happens next. But if you haven't seen The Chosen yet, you absolutely have to check it out. As a matter of fact, you can binge watch episode after episode after episode is the best way of doing it, I believe, because it'll get you caught up so quickly. There's only 8 episodes per season. And if you've never seen The Chosen before, you're thinking, okay, Randy, you're telling me there's 4 seasons I got to get caught up on before I can go to the theaters. Well, actually, it's too late because part 3 is out for season 5, episodes 6, 7, and 8. So you're going to have to wait, get caught up on seasons 1 through 4, and then wait until season 5 comes out on Amazon or YouTube or the app or wherever you're going to see it. And a few of my really devout, good, Christian, solid friends, I love them to death, say, I'm sorry, he takes too much creative freedom in the TV show compared to what's actually in Scripture, what's actually in the Bible. I get that. I totally agree with you. You are absolutely right. The creative freedom that he takes to tell the story, the base root story, there's some things in there that are not in the Bible. Rhema, the wife of Thomas, they were going to get married? No. She never existed, but she's in the show. It's a TV show about the life of Jesus and how he chooses his disciples. And the way he does it, he walks up to him and says, follow me. And they're called to drop everything they're doing in their lives and follow Jesus. That's how they were chosen. And that's the name of the show, The Chosen. Check it out. Vicky and I love it. We've seen every episode in the first 4 seasons like 8 times. We know the words by heart. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy.